Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you.
Oh, we thank you, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you.
Yes, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Yes, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, you've been good, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you.
Sing it, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you.
One more time, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Your mercy endureth forever.
Yeah.
awesome is your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's end it off with "You are Alpha and Omega."
Sing with me, you are Alpha. You are. Hallelujah. Lord, we are thankful. 365 days ago, we're gathered here thanking you for 2022. And you saw us through all of the days of 2022. We went through dry lands, wildernesses, and we went through watered gardens, and we went through life. But wherever we found ourselves, there you were. You never left us. You never forsook us. When our bodies ached, you were there with us. When we were strong, you were there with us. No matter what the situation was, up or down, you showed to us, O God, that we did not flatline, that we're living life, and that that life was in you, our source, our peace. Father, we are thankful that your everlasting love has kept us. We are thankful that you've promised us, O God, great and mighty things. We are thankful for restoration. We are thankful for all that you have in store. Lord, we've not been this way before. Yes, we've seen 2022. And even then, it's not everything that we could have seen that we saw, because you sheltered us from so many things. Things that could have caused us, O God, to panic. Things that could have caused us, O God, to fear. You protected us. You protected our minds. You protected us, O God, from the lies and the deceptions of the enemy. You've been God in our lives. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your everlasting love. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the worship. Be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Be here with us tonight and impact our lives supernaturally. Thank you, Lord. By faith, we receive all that you have for us. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. I'm going to call on you at different times, possibly during the course of the service, as we continue. The God we serve is not dead. He's alive. Say, my God is alive. And because he lives, I live also. Amen. 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 This is going to be a very special service for every one of us, depending on how much engagement you plug into it. Everyone is going to receive according to their faith. Amen? Let me say that again. Everyone is going to receive according to their what? Their faith. Now, if you know that the faith that you have is the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you certainly are going to receive everything God has for you. Amen? If you're trying to be a positive thinker, well, I don't know how much you're going to get. But if you are locked into the Lord today, then you are going to receive everything Father has been working on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Someone say, I receive everything my Father has ordained for my life. I will not leave anything on the table. I will take everything He has for me. And no devil in hell can steal it from me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, last September, the Lord gave us a word. And that word was the word about restoration. So we've been 4 months ahead of everybody, I would say. Hallelujah. And I was so blessed when I saw the ministry of my spiritual father put out their information for the new year, the world conference that's going to take place this January, and they said, restoration. I said, well, praise the Lord. We are flowing together. We are going to receive total restoration. Hallelujah. The word that the Lord has placed in my heart for us today is not going to be finished today, or else we'll be in here till 4, 5 a.m. in the morning. But there's a service tomorrow morning, so there will be a continuation. Somebody say, continuation. Hallelujah. But tonight, I want to accomplish as much as the Lord wants us to accomplish. For the first time, we're going to do something on a New Year's Eve service that we've not done before. I'm going to call on some of Father's great sons that are going to minister to us in a few minutes and just share what God is saying to them about the year that you're coming into. How many of you know that bread is not just made out of flour? Wave at me. How many of you know there is sugar in there? There's yeast in there. True? Hallelujah. What else is in there? Oil, butter, eggs, whatever. Anything you want to put in there. Hallelujah. Well, it is the same thing. When God gives us bread, He has different giftings that come into it. Hallelujah. So you are coming into a time and a season where there is going to be the outpouring of so many graces pouring into the lives of God's people. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. And tonight, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I've invited one of a dear son in the kingdom of God to just speak to us for a few minutes. They are having their service at this time also. I just saw a note from him that he just finished doing some baptism service, and they are in their praise and worship time. And I want to have Apostle Victor Phillips. Oh, we just lost him. How did we do that? Okay, we lost him. We'll reconnect, I'm sure, very soon. When you get him back, let me know. So I'm going to do something else at this point. Did you get him back? Do we have him back? No? Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to introduce another dear son of the Most High God to us that you've not heard from before. But in a few, not this week, let me say this right now for your hearing. This week coming up, Sunday through Saturday, he's back on? Oh, no, this is somebody else. Okay, I'm going to get to you very soon. All right, this week coming up, we're going to have at 6:30, we're not going to have in-house, but at 6:30, I want you to log on to Zoom, and I'm going to spend about 30 minutes to 45 minutes ministering to you, praying, trusting God as we give God the first fruit. Amen? And then on the 8th to the 14th, we're going to have in-house services. And during those in-house services, we're going to have many guest speakers speaking to us. Hallelujah. I don't want you to miss the opportunity to be part of that particular meeting. The flyer is on the screen. And one of our speakers during that particular meeting is going to be this mighty man of God. He has a great ministry. I've had the privilege to be on his television channel quite a few times now, two or three times now, and he's reaching the world. He's a man of God. I love this young man, and he's doing great things in the kingdom of God. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, my brother, a great son of God, Michael Kingsley. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give him a good glory and peace welcome. Amen. Praise God. I don't have him on my screen. How are you doing, son?
I am well, man of God. I'm very blessed of the Lord to be here with you. And Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
It's a happy new year. We're excited about what God's doing in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give God praise for his faithfulness. I thank God for you. Just an amazing young man doing extraordinary things in the kingdom of God. This is the first time that I've had guests speak to the congregation on a New Year's Eve service. And I just want to have you just speak to us about what God has been saying to you about this new year, and so that the people of God can receive this mighty mix that he's putting together.
Bishop, I'm very delighted to be with you here today. We had a few technical issues here, but I'm very, very, very delighted that the Lord's giving us this opportunity to be joined with you all the way from the United States of America. You know, the reason why I'm excited and saying Happy New Year is because God has brought us this far. Somebody said the other day, and he said that when you come into the month of December, the month of December is the month of the door. It's the month of the door that opens us into a new acceleration of January. And so we ponder over the last 11 months and then come into the month of the door. There's an anticipation for it. We come into the holidays and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then all of a sudden we begin to expect something mighty and great about to happen. And so when you begin to anticipate, there's something on the inside of you that begins to set course that, you know what? I have gone through so many things this year. I started out each month, there's been a challenge, there's been victories, there's been so many things that have taken place, and your memory and your countdown can remind you what each month represented in your life. Because these days, time goes so fast. You know, time really goes so fast. And so now that we're in December, which is the last time as we're stepping into the new year, this is the month of the door, and now we are crossing over into the new.
Amen.
All things have passed away, and God is telling us, raise up your expectation for what I'm about to do. Anytime that God's about to do great and mighty things, he raises expectation. He's never performed a miracle where faith was not charged in the room. He's never released an occurrence of his power where the people around him did not have to raise an expectation and say, Lord, we have been waiting on you. We've been expecting. There's a lot of things we prayed for all of this year. Some of the miracles did not happen. You kept us. There was a wait season. There was a limbo season. There were so many seasons that were preparing us. But now that we're stepping into the new, we might as well be able to receive all that God has for us. Amen. And that's why I'm excited to share with the body of Christ in Canada and around the world right now to start raising up the expectation of what God is about to do. Now, someone might tell me, Brother Kingsley, how do I raise my expectation when my January was not right? My February was not right. My March was not even fine. My May was not. My June, my September, October, all of those months, I was struggling. Well, the fact that you're still alive right now and you have a few minutes to step into God's goodness, listen, the reason why you're still alive here today is because God still has something left for you to accomplish in 2023. Amen. Somebody say amen. God has great and mighty things for you. You know, because, you know, when the tree is cut off, the Bible says there's still hope. Mm. When the trunk is cut off, there is still hope. And that's a very good metaphor because it will sprout again. So everything the enemy tried to do in your 2022 that looked like he wanted to cut you off, bring sickness and disease and bills and everything, guess what? You are still here. And your great expectation is dependent on telling the enemy tonight, you know what? You tried everything. You tried all of everything. I tried to, you almost had me to quit, but I never quit. Now that I'm here under this prophetic new day, a brand new day that I'm stepping into 2023, I receive that the open heaven will be there for me. God will be there for me. He's going to ship this new journey in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed shall prosper. And what I'm sharing with you, men and women of God, is to let you know, begin to switch your heart and mind and your expectation, because when you do that, even your body that feels like it's been beat up. I was telling a gentleman who was in the hospital the other day, and I'm telling him, he was laying on his deathbed. And I say to him, man of God, when we pray right now, something is going to happen to you. And when we started to pray, he could not move his legs. But when the power of God hit him, all of the nerves that were about to die, were beginning to die, were activated by the power of God. And all of a sudden,
praise the Lord.
His heart rate, the heart rate that was high, began to get back to normal. The blood pressure began to get, what just happened? The supernatural went into a dying body and something began to happen.
Yes.
Then I want to say with you today, some of you feel so beat up spiritually. Some of you feel like you are worn out and you're exhausted. God, can I do this again? Yes, you can do it again. Because
amen.
God is a God of a second chance. He's a God of a second chance. Whatever has been affecting you on the inside of you, the enemy trying to test you and try you in your flesh, because that's all he has. He has no access to your spirit, but he has access to your flesh. And when he shakes everything around you, he wants to weaken your spirit. But you know what? We don't give him that permission. We don't give him that right to our spirit, because God only has the authority of our spirit. That's why when we awaken again and rise up again, great and mighty things begin to happen in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Somebody
great
shout out
here. Great and mighty things begin to happen in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Someone say, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Woo! That is powerful. Go, 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 go. Go another 5 minutes.
Man of God. And so the picture that we want to paint for you today is a picture that I see in Egypt. When Pharaoh had multiplied himself and he became so powerful, in the known world, he was the superpower of his day. He had subjected people to pain and chain and hard work and taxation, and there was no hope. There was only a cry. Some of you have been going through an inner cry in your homes, at your place of work, We just came out of COVID. The last 2 years have hit the body of Christ so hard. I've hit the world. And everybody's trying to find a way to breathe again and walk again and try again. And say, Lord, what is this? Why do I, even when I pray, I still feel there is something that's still locking me, my atmosphere. The Lord told me to tell the body of Christ that we have entered into a year of a new release because the Lord shall be our shepherd. And because he's our shepherd, we shall not want anything that's trying to stand in his way in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
And he tells us in Exodus chapter 7 and verse, and it'll be verse 17. And they said, this is what the Lord says. That by this you will know that I am the Lord, with the staff that is in my hand, and I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood. And so what the Lord is speaking to Moses, he says, stand before Pharaoh and tell him that I am the Lord God Almighty. In 2023, God is standing before your enemy, and he says, I am God, and there's no other, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's saying whatever condition you try to magnify, did you try to magnify sickness? Did you try to magnify finances? Did you try, whatever you try to magnify that try to become your idol, now he says, switch it over and magnify your God. The rivers will open, the Jordan will open, sickness and disease will be removed in the name of Jesus. Your finances will turn around, miracle signs and wonders will open. There is a move of God that's been unleashed, and the devil is on the run in the name of Jesus. I speak that and I decree that over you. May the goodness of the Lord lead you into the fullness of God, and there's no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because it says, tell Pharaoh that I am the Lord God Almighty. I cannot be defeated. It almost looked like in the world, Satan has been trying to win, but listen to this, kingdom saints of God, God is raising up a standard to strike the enemy where it has the most, and we're going to see an awakening in Jesus' mighty name, from your spirit to your heart, and may God position you for great and mighty things in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. May God be with you, and happy new year in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody sick, anybody weak, anybody feeble, anybody fearful, this is the time you leave that in 2022. Walk in the fullness of God, and may God be with you in Jesus' mighty name. I can't wait to see what God has in store.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is a good God. That's a powerful word that we've received from this mighty Son of God, Michael Kingsley, this evening, reminding us our God is a good God. Yes. And no matter what the enemy has done, we're still here. Mm. We'll outlast this enemy. But praise God, this is not about outlasting the enemy anymore. This is a time to run after him and pursue him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and he's out of breath, and we are stomping all over him in the name of Jesus. Let me see some of those people who are stomping over the enemy. You've caught up with him, and you're jumping all over him.
Glory
in
God.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Glory! Amen! Amen!
Glory
praise
God.
God. Thank you so very much for that powerful word. That's an intro to you speaking to us in the next 2 weeks. And we're looking forward to a mighty move of God during those meetings. You're welcome to stay through the service if you want, because I'm going to be introducing something in the service today that I've not done before. And whatever you want to do.
Amen. God bless you, man.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. How many of you appreciate the ministry of Michael Kingsley? Amen. Amen. Well, we don't have Apostle Victor Phillips at this point, but we'll go on, and when we are able to connect with him, they will let me know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to know that God is on our side. Through the years, The Lord has consistently given us a word, told us what is coming up, to forewarn us, to prepare us, not to scare us, but to prepare us. That's what the role of the prophetic declarations of God's word do for us as God's people. During this last year, the Lord spoke very clearly to us that there is a shaking coming, and that those who are connected to Him are the ones that will outlast the shaking. Being a church member will not keep you from being shaken off. Your engagement with God. And when we talk about being engaged with God, we're not talking about, you know, a wishy-washy connection. I remember in the 70s when people will come and talk to me about the Lord, I rejected them. I will fight them. I lived a very crazy life, and I was far away from home. And I remember thinking, if the people I'm messing around with find out what I'm doing, they might just kill me. So I said to myself, I need some protection. I need some serious protection. And the only protection I could find was the Bible. But I didn't want anything to do with the Bible. But I would use the Bible like a talisman. I'll put it underneath my pillow. And for, you know, for protection. And then one day, I made the mistake. I decided to open that Bible. I opened it. See, because I'd been saying something every time. God, I'm a Christian because my father is a Christian. So I opened. It opened to Ezekiel chapter 18. And I stuck my finger. And my finger was on verse 4. And it says, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. I grabbed that Bible. I hauled it off. But I need my protection. So I went and got my Bible back. Next day, the same thing. The next day, the same thing. So I said, no, maybe it's this particular Bible. So I got another person's Bible, and I did the same thing, and whoop, Ezekiel 18:4. Yikes. God was simply saying, listen, I don't have any grandsons. You either have a relationship with me or you don't. This went on for about 2 weeks. Finally, one day, I opened, and it says, the wages of sin is death. I couldn't escape. I was so happy it was not Ezekiel 18:4. And now here's Romans. The wages of sin is death. Wow. God knows where every one of us stand. And I want to say to us, don't cross into the new year living your Christian life in a casual way, because 2023 is not going to give you room to act that way. I want you to take note of where you are sitting right now and make sure that you are sitting in the house of the Lord throughout the next year. Are you listening? I hope you are. Make sure. Because there are people who started out 2022 with us that are no longer serving the Lord right now. They are lukewarm. If you don't stay under the heat of the flame, you will lose whatever it is you've got and you go cold. Don't do that. Be committed. Somebody say, I will be committed to serving God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my might. Everything you've got, give it to the Lord. Don't mess around, because the shaking is going to happen. I told you about the deaths that were going to be taking place. Did I not tell you that? I mentioned that to you, right? Okay. That people were going to be harvested. And it's been so true to the fact. Somebody asked me the other day, he says, well, I see what you said is happening. I said, well, God started with the church. Now it is going to go past the church, because judgment starts in the house first. Now you're going to start seeing it spread out. And the Lord said to me, he said, son, watch the last days of this year, because just like Brother Kingsley just ministered to us, it's the door. So watch the last days of this year, because this is going to represent what you're going to see as you enter the new year. I said, what? He said, they're going to die in the area of entertainment, in the area of sports, in the area of media. And he said, mention, he says, you're going to see them, they're going to start dropping. He says, but understand that this is the beginning. So I watched, and sure enough, I thought she was long gone, but she just passed away. Right at the top, Barbara Walters was gone. The top person in sports, Pele, gone. And we had the Pope that resigned, gone. All within 2 days of whatever. Just bing, 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 bing. And who knows who else that we don't know about? I say this to say this. Don't take the word of God lightly. But the same God who talked about the shaking and all of that said, it's the year of restoration. Somebody say, restoration. The restoration of His glory. The restoration of His presence. The restoration of His peace. The restoration of the experience of Eden. I said, Lord, you already told us about Eden. He said, I told you that as a primer, but there is going to be the manifestation. You're going to experience Eden living. Because child of God, do you know what? We did not lose heaven. We lost Eden. Is somebody listening? And you are stepping into your new season in God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let me do this. Since I've already started, I'll do this, and then we're going to go into a time of prayer and intercession. Check. Glory be to God. few weeks ago, I started talking to us about the presence of God. And I'm going to keep on talking about it. But in the presence of God, the Bible tells us that there are cherubims. And I want to talk to you about that for a particular reason. Ask me, what's the reason? Now that you ask me, I guess I'll tell you the answer. The cherubims were creatures that had four faces. They had four faces in one being. One face was the face of a man. One face was the face of an eagle. One face was the face of a lion. And the other side was the face of an ox. Are you with me? The Lord said something to me. He said, in this new move of my glory and manifestation of my presence, there's going to be four facets that's going to be present in the body. There is going to be that face of the eagle, the face of a man, the face of the lion, and the face of an ox. These are four different things, but same being. He said, just like the cherubims are in my presence, my sons and my daughters that are in my presence are going to carry that same grace on their lives. I say, okay, what does that mean? The face of the man, and I'll show it to you soon, is a front face. And when the Ark of the Covenant was put together, these cherubims were seated. And down in front of them was something called the mercy seat, where the blood was going to be sprinkled for the forgiveness of sins and the redemption of the people. Do you remember that so far? So the face of the man consistently was looking at the mercy seat. Are you with me? Say with me, the face of the man looked at the mercy seat. If you are going to break forth and experience God, as a man, you must understand that it's not by your might or your power or your own ability or your own righteousness, but by the mercy of God. It is by the mercy of God that you're going to live life to the full. Are you with me? Second thing, the back was the face of the eagle. Now, if the face is looking down at the mercy seat, then the eagle's eye is looking up. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody else say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The eagle. What is the eagle about? The eagle is a bird that has sharp sight. It sees very clearly. It's very discerning. It can separate different things. Though it is way up there, it can discern that little mouse and dive with precision and pick up what needs to be picked up. The eagle, when other birds are being beaten down by the storms of life, the eagle uses the storm and it just rests. Somebody listening? Well, God is calling you to rest in the midst of the storm. The storm is coming. And if you are not committed to the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God, it will pull you down. But if you know who you are and your eyes are looking onto the author and the finish of your faith, you will propel yourself upwards to higher ground. Somebody say higher ground. And you're going to spread your wings. And the storm will be underneath you. You just ride it. Praise the Lord. You just ride it. You're resting in the goodness of God. He's guiding you step by step by step. And every step is a miracle. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The eagle will go when its feathers are old and damaged for whatever reason. The eagle will pull out all of those feathers. But it goes to a very high place where it's not vulnerable. But it's as vulnerable as can be. It stays up there, pulls out everything until new feathers come up. Is somebody listening? Somebody say restoration. God is going to pull off the old and give you the new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. That was the second face. On the right side, the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel what I'm talking to you about right now. It's all in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. Starting to read from verse 5. On the right side was the lion. The lion is king. It's not the biggest animal, but it's the king of the jungle. The lion doesn't have to fight. The lion just needs to roar. Let me hear your roar. It just roars. And every animal, big or small, the earth trembles. Everything shakes when it roars, and they take to flight. They go far away because even though they don't see it, they know whatever is making that kind of a noise, I don't want to mess with it. So it's not about the strength of the lion as much as the roar. The fact that it puts fear in the enemy. Somebody listening. It's strong. It is focused. But it strikes fear in the heart of the enemy. You and I, as we step into 2023, are going to carry that same grace that's going to put fear and trembling in the hearts of the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then there's the ox, the left side. Now, I want you to see something here. The lion on the right, the ox on the left. So if I'm standing this way, what do you see? If I'm standing this way, what do you see? Ox. Now, God is not a crazy God. What is the ox? The ox is a worker. The ox is a worker. The ox is humble and works. It is committed to doing what his master wants done. Praise the Lord. So on one side, when the enemy sees, he sees great strength and he sees great humility. Are you with me? Great strength and great humility. Humility that causes this ox to accomplish purpose, fulfill an assignment, get the job done. And God is saying, in this move, he's going to have those four. Praise the Lord. There are those that are going to just reflect the splendor and the glory of God in all four dimensions in different ways. But for some, certain characteristics are going to be so predominant in your life that there is no way the devil will not recognize that you've been in the presence of God. Amen? Now, the Ark of the Covenant had these cherubims, two of them. And they were in the presence of God. Now, there are not only two cherubims. The Bible talks about many cherubims. Because some of the cherubims are going around in the presence of God. And all they are saying is, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is the pronouncement for holiness in the body of Christ, because God is going to separate. Listen to this. God is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Don't be the one that is going to separate away. Be the one that God will separate to himself. Every one of us must have a heart that pursues after God fervently. Are you listening? Many years ago, we had a guest ministry come. They paid. It was just church members, and they decided to have a vacation. But their vacation was to come to Winnipeg and to come to this church. The bishop of or apostle of the particular ministry had come with a group of people, and now this particular pastor, his name is Derek Flanagan, came with his church family. And when he came, he said, I'm going to donate an Ark of the Covenant to you. I'm going to have one made for you. I said, oh, thank you so very much. Then the guy who was supposed to make it flew the coop. So he said, I'm going to give you my Ark of the Covenant. I said, no, don't do that. That's that's yours. I didn't know what God was planning. Because if I had received one then, I won't receive what I'm getting now. Amen? So a few years ago, about 4 years ago, the Lord started talking to me about the Ark of the Covenant again. And I was in Israel, and I was talking to a friend of ours, and that has a great business there. I said, I'd like to have an ark. He said, what is the size? And I told him the size. And I said, as I was talking to him, the Lord says, this ark is not supposed to be like every other ark. I said, then how is it supposed to look? He said, like the cherubims. I said, like the cherubims. That's going to be a weird looking ark. He says, no, this is about me saying I am restoring back to my church my presence. This is four years ago. This is pre-COVID. So, well, I kept that in my heart. Spondered about it. God wants to have an ark that looks weird. I thought about it. I said, oh my God, why do you have to pick on me to do weird stuff? I said, no. I like childlike faith that would not reason away my purpose. So this is what I want you to do. So who's going to do it? Would you know it? The guy who flew the coop? Flew back. He's back. So I started telling him about, you know, because he makes, builds arcs. I said, I'd like to do an arc. And he said, oh, that's easy. I've done lots of them. I said, but I don't think you've done this one before. He said, how is it supposed to look? So I started telling him what it looks like. He said, oh my, I've never done anything like that. I don't know how to do it. I said, don't worry about how to do it. I'm going to pray with you and for you, and you are going to do as best as you can what God will help you do. He said, okay, pray away. So I prayed. And today, it is my privilege and honor and mammas to show you the ark. Somebody shout hallelujah. Someday we'll have a solid one. But for right now, that's how it looks. The lion, the ox, the eagle, and the face of the man looking at the mercy seat. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Can you zoom in a little bit? Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put it on there. You see it? But that's how a cherubim looks. And the cherubim is in the presence. And God says, those that are in my presence are going to have the same characteristics. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life is going to change whether you like it or not. Amen. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, glorious things are going to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your roar is going to threaten the forces of darkness. You will take flight like the eagle. You as a man will look at the mercy seat of God and know the forgiveness of God. And as a humble ox, you'll be able to go forth to accomplish the vision of God. without delay. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God means business. Now, as I pondered about why God was stressing about the cherubims, he said, son, the cherubims were put at the gate to shut man that sinned away from Eden. He says, but now, when you are like the cherubim, you have access. The cherubim is for fallen man. But God is not making you a cherubim. Please don't twist what I'm trying to say to you. No, he's making you more like him, a person in his presence. You are carrying the presence of God. You're carrying the glory of God. Whatever the cherubims are keeping certain people out away from, that's no longer you. Because God is not removing the cherubims from that gate. Are you listening? But the cherubim cannot cut off the glory of God because it is participating with the glory and the presence of God. And as a presence of God carrier, you have access back into Eden. Some say, I'm going back into the Eden of God. Now, what is Eden? Eden, the word Eden means pleasure. Pleasure. Someone say pleasure. God wants you to live a life of pleasure. Not sinful pleasure, but the pleasure of God. That means the best of God flowing into your life. God wants to bring you and I to the place where we are not counting our pennies to make decisions. Praise the Lord. Because he's bringing us into our place of supernatural abundance. Somebody say restoration. Eden. Pleasure. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. If you may go there with me. Genesis 2 and verse 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. Psalms tells us that that breath was the word of God. So when God breathed into man, God breathed his word into man. You are a word carrier. I know I'm counting my words this evening. I want you to get it. You are a word carrier. God breathed his word inside of you. He didn't just breathe air. When God, it was word that came inside of you. Praise the Lord. Do you know you cannot speak without breath coming out? Try to talk and you see, you can feel the breath. When God speaks, he's breathing. Someone say, I'm breathing. Amen. He became a living soul. The Bible is very clear. Man should not live by bread alone, but by what? By the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If I cut off your natural breath, what will happen? You'll die. True? Well, God's word is saying to us that real breath is his word. If you cut off the word of God from your life, you're going to die. You need to make the word of God number one in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, and out of the ground, verse 8, did we do verse 8? It says, and out of the ground, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. He put the man where? In Eden. And out of the ground made the Lord grow every tree that is what? Pleasant to sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted. So the river came out, and then it was parted into how many heads? How many heads? Four heads. Are you with me so far? How many heads again? Four heads. Just like the cherubims that had one head but four faces. And the name of the first is what? Pison. What does Pison mean? Pison means increase. Somebody say increase. That is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is what? Gold. So Pison, increase, compassed the land of Havilah, where there is gold. And then it says, and the gold of that land is what? Good. Not bad gold, good gold. Praise God. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. Gihon is an interesting river. It says the same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia or Cush or Black. Let me give you a little tidbit. Especially for those that are Africans. I want you to know that the map that you look at every year is very wrong. Man, someone say restoration. I believe, not because I'm an African, I believe that Africa is about to experience restoration. Yeah. The landmass of Africa is bigger than the United States, Canada, Europe, put together, possibly. But when you look at your map, it is made small. Why? Because man wants to make the African look small. But whoever it is that is trying to make you look small, God is reversing the table. Amen? Amen? Not just for the African, for everybody. For what? Everybody. The devil is a liar. The devil wants to keep people down. But God says, no, 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 no. No. Gihon, give me the verse again. The second river is Gihon. Gihon is a river that nobody knows the source of. In fact, Gihon, it is said, is a river that flows from paradise, and Gihon is the river of God. And where does it compass? the whole land of Ethiopia. Black, Kush. Interesting. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth towards the east of Assyria. What is this river Hiddekel? First of all, let me talk about Gihon. Gihon means to burst forth. Amen? So we know of Pison, it means increase. We know of Gihon, which means to burst forth. This is that grace that propels you into bursting forth, breaking every limitation and showing up when they thought you cannot show up, showing up. You burst forth. You're a surprise. Amen. May you be the surprise. Hallelujah. That the enemy was not expecting, but you burst forth. Glory be to God. Hiddekel means rapid. Rapid. So what is God's word saying? God says there's going to be increase, it's going to burst forth, and it's going to burst forth how? Rapidly. Speedily. Speedify, Lord. The change is going to be quick. Transformative. It says, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. Now, that's interesting when you talk about Assyria. When God talks about Assyria, it's talking about a step up. To step up. That's what Assyria means. To step up. So what God is saying is that the increase is coming. Hallelujah. You're going to burst forth. You're going to do that speedily. Stepping up. Oh, don't you love it? Stepping up. Some say, I'm stepping up. Higher. Glory be to God. And then he says, and the fourth river is what? Euphrates. And would you notice, he didn't add anything else. Because Euphrates just simply means all of the above. Fruitfulness, Euphrates. Breaking forth, rushing. Wow. And God just says, period. This is what's going to happen. You're just going to be fruitful. You're going to multiply. You're going to increase. You're going to break forth. And you're going to do that rushing. Rapidly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, it is interesting that before the Lord comes, the Euphrates is supposed to dry up, and it's drying up right now. But it's a sign just in the natural. Just in the natural. Because in the realm of the spirit, God is causing you to come into the fullness of what Euphrates means. There will, as the Son of God mentioned earlier about Pharaoh, there will be an exchange. It's not going to be the way you and I think. It's not going to be by our might or by our power, but there's going to be a wealth transfer. Amen. Somebody listening? Yes. All you and I need to do is position ourselves. Just position yourself. There is going to be a wealth transfer. Amen. Let me say it again. Just as the Euphrates in the natural is drying up, there is going to be all the outpouring of grace upon the body of Christ. Glory be to God. God is returning you and I to the Eden that will not dry up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now the second thing God said, maybe four weeks ago, I was here early in the morning on Sunday, and as I was seeking the face of the Lord, I heard him say, restructuring. I said, restructuring? That's a big word. Restructuring. What are you saying? The Lord says, I'm going to restructure things. Things are going to change. Wow. God is going to restructure things. What does that mean to you personally? What does that mean politically, economically? What does that mean spiritually? What does that mean in the church? God is saying, I'm going to restructure things. I'm going to put things in their proper order. Whatever it is that the enemy has put his hands in to mess up with, to lie to people, I'm going to restructure things. That means God is going to expose the lies. You get ready to see all kinds of lies exposed. Are you ready? There is a restructuring happening. Is Brother Moses here? Someone say restructure. That means that position that you're supposed to have, that you've not had, the restructure is going to move you to the right place that you're supposed to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Restructuring is going to happen for churches. Mm-hmm. There are some people that are flying with their own strength and their own ability, doing their own crazy stuff, doing church like it's Broadway. And God says, no, with this restructure, my spirit is going to draw people. In the day of his power, the people will be what? Willing. God is going to pull his own people. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's not going to be by our might or power. It's not going to be by our fantastic preaching or whatever else. It's going to be by the drawing, the wooing of the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Business is restructured. Glory be to God. Those areas that are entangling you and causing you not to experience the best of God, God is going to untangle those things and make clear what is, so that right decisions are made in the home, in the school, politically. Restructure. Somebody listening? I don't know if you're listening. I'm not really sure. I said restructure. Come, son, I want to talk to you. Restructure. Somebody say restructure. Restructure. Governments are going to be restructured. Just wait for me. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Say it again, restructure. That's a key word for you to take note of. Restructure. That means whatever it is that you saw leading up to 2022 that we are wrapping up on, some people have already wrapped up on 2022. What God wants to do is so new, so different, that it needs a total restructuring. Did you hear that? Say it again with me. Restructure. That means God will restructure our lives, our churches, our businesses, our marriages, relationships in the proper order. God is going to put things in their proper order. Somebody say, Lord, put everything in order in my life. I don't want to be out of alignment. Praise the Lord. What belongs to you is coming to you. Did you hear it? Now, I didn't say look at your pocket and what you have and what you can, you know, fathom with your natural mind. I don't like minds being blown, but if you understand what I mean, it is beyond your imagination. Take the limits off. Stop praying limited prayers. God, if you only do this for me, stop that. Stop. What did I say? Stop that. Roar. Hallelujah. Because it is not based on your natural mind. If I think about the things God has been doing through the years, those of you that are in this house, you can attest to the fact that what you see and what is being done don't compute. How is it that we are able to reach so many people and impact so many lives around the world? From here, this amount of people. Even this morning, we had a crusade. Today, in a distant land, preach the word of God. Lives were saved. Bodies were healed. You say, how do you know? Because every month when we do it, for the last 3 years, when God said he's opening doors for us, even in the midst of shut doors. Do you remember that message? That's just 2 years ago, just before COVID. He told us the doors are going to be shut. Yeah. He said, but in the midst of the shut doors, there's going to be open doors. You remember that? What did God do? Exactly what he said. Government shut down everything, but doors open for us. Glory be to God. The amazing workings of God. Now, I called Brother Moses here for a reason. Come up just for a quick moment. I want to ask you a question because you're an IT person. The question I want to ask you is, let's say you're building a website. And somebody was looking at whatever it is that you can see right here. But you are doing something else. So you can be doing something in the back. What do you call that?
It's called staging.
Staging?
Yes.
Oh, staging. So you are doing something behind the scene.
Correct.
And it's called staging?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't expect that. I think that's why the Lord said to ask you to come up. Staging. Wow. Amazing. So when you're staging something, people looking at the screen don't see it.
No.
But you are staging stuff, putting things together in the background.
Correct.
Until after you finish staging, then what do you do?
It moves to a testing stage.
Okay, you go through your testing.
So staging, then the next level is testing.
Testing.
So that's where I begin to check if there's any broken links. If I see everything is fine, then it goes live, and that's when you get to see it.
Oh, so you go from staging to testing to live.
Correct.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. Staging to testing to live. Well, guess what God has been doing? He's been doing staging. He's brought you through 2022 testing. I don't know if you got it. Every challenge you've been going through has been a test to see if you are broadcastable. Glory to God. So guess what? The world is going to see what God has been doing behind the scenes. Shalabo shendelebakaya. Amen. God is about to show off and showcase his glory. Amen. The reason God asked for this ark to be brought up is for us to remind ourselves that he's still God, he's still present, and he's still doing new things. When the ark was carried to the battle, the enemy heard the roar and the shout of God's people. Glory be to God. And they knew what it meant. The presence of God was there. But now listen to this. This is important. All the shouting, all the roaring, all the noise, without a commitment and an engagement with God, will do nothing. Remind yourself about who you are. And move by the authority of the wisdom of God. For he will show himself strong in all of our lives. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to stop sharing at this point. I'm going to ask the worship team, if they don't mind, please come back up. I'd like to have two songs of celebration. Thanksgiving unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us celebrate the goodness of God. Let us celebrate his awesome power. Let us celebrate his faithfulness. He said, I'm going to do new things.
Yeah. to the top. Lord, you've done so much for me. Oh, I cannot tell it all. And if I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. One more time. Yes, Lord, you've done so much for me. Shall I render?
Oh, my healer.
Shout hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to have you back. I would like to, at the end, I want to hear so long, bye-bye. That's how we're going to rock it out of here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, we've not been able to make connection with Apostle Victor, some technical difficulties, but I sent him a message and find a solution. Possibly we'll still have him. But before we go into that, I have a dear son here. Where did he go? just when I wanted to have him come say hello, where did your husband go? He went to make a phone call. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. In just a moment, Mama is going to come and share with us, and we're going to pray for everybody tonight. But we want to focus on the children. We're going to start with the children, because they are the next generation. Amen? And so we're going to bless our children so that they will do greater things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen? And of course, we pray for the adults. But all those teenagers, little ones, infants, we want to make sure we pray for you guys and release you into the destiny that God has for you. I want to give some 2-3 minutes to this dear son of the Lord that's here with us this evening, Pastor Emmanuel Kokobili. If you don't mind, come, just come greet the people, and then Mama is going to come and, Mike, please. Bring me the mic. Thank you. Pastor Kokobili is a wonderful man of God. And I really appreciate him being here tonight with his family. And a quick...
Amen.
I know you were not expecting me to call you up.
I wasn't expecting it.
Yes, of course, I know.
I'm sorry I lost my voice. We had our prayer night yesterday, and I just thought I would relax my voice, but thank you, sir.
Relax. Rest.
It's. I thank God I came tonight. I'll be very honest. I was busy taking notes here. It's very revealing, and the Spirit of God is one, sir. Yes, the Lord is calling us back into His presence so that we can manifest this essence.
Yeah.
You know, and that has been coming, but the way it was tonight, you kind of broke down the architecture of, you know, what God is doing. And I made some commitments here of how I'm going to ensure I stay in the secret place.
Amen.
Because it's from there we'll launch out.
That's right.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so very much.
And thank you, everyone.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you for sharing. There is a father and there is a mother. And, you know, I was talking to you about Eden. Earlier on, the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24, let me just go to that verse. It makes a remarkable statement in Genesis 3 and 24. It says, "So he drove out the man." Somebody say, "He drove out the man." Say it again, "He drove out the man." And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. What you'll notice there is that it didn't say he drove out the woman. Says he drove out the man. Women have an uncanny access. And that's why, as men, we need to appreciate the grace that God places in women. That's why You look at the average church, there are more women in church than men. Hello? But it looks different today. There's just as much men as women. Why? Because we're returning back to what? Eden. Praise the Lord. I think we're 50-50 today. Praise the Lord. That is uncanny. That deserves a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to invite Mama to come and share with us in the next few minutes what God has been speaking to her spirit for us to hear the heart of God. And then we're going to go into a time of prayer. There are things that we're going to cancel out and things that we're going to embrace. Amen. We are not going to step into 2023 with any filth. But we'll bring all the goodies. Hallelujah. It's called a sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to cross over with our children. Because the enemy wants Pharaoh, wants our children to be left in Egypt. But we say no to that lying devil. We all are crossing over. Amen. With fervency in worship. Hallelujah. Mama, please come. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're here tonight? Amen. We're not doing anybody's funeral, but we're here in the house of the Lord. So, you need to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, a lot of our friends have called and have texted today. They're already in 2023. So in a few, less than an hour, we're also going to be in it. Praise the Lord. Well, mind you, 2023 started in September, so we're just doing the Julian calendar. Praise the Lord. God's calendar, it started already. But we're going to join shortly. Glory to God. Well, Apostle said I should share something, so I'm just going to go into the word. I'm a word person, so I have stories to tell you. Once in a while, I give you a story. So, praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to be an exciting journey that we're going to take from here on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is calling every one of us back to himself. It's time for everybody to look inward and begin to delete a lot of garbage from our lives and let God have room. Let's make room for him. Amen. All right, I'm going to read two sets of scriptures for us tonight, and then I'll just say some things, and then I'll do a little prayer with you so we can get Apostle to get us to cross over. Amen. All right, let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah 60. I've been meditating on this. Say, arise, shine. It's a popular scripture. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It's not a time to slack. It's time to rise. Somebody say, I'm going to shine in 2023. I'm going to arise. So, you have to make the decision. Arise. Say, you make the decision to rise. Why don't you take a step? Just stand. And you let that be symbolic for you. You're going to make a decision on how you're going to live your life in 2023. You're not living your life for others. Yeah, it looks like we are, but before you and God. God is complete in himself. He wants you complete in yourself. We are going to be complete. The Bible says we are complete in Jesus. Amen. So you can sit. So that's a symbolic thing you have done. Arise. So you are not going to slumber. You are not going to slack. You are not going to slump. You are not going to be doing your pity party in 2023. You are going to rise and you are going to shine. Somebody say, I will rise and I will shine. Yes, they say our light is come. Well, who is the light? Jesus. So we have his light. His light is shining brightly in us. He said, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Glory is no longer taken away from us. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we are in the glory. Jesus died for us. He lives in our heart. How many of you have Jesus in your heart? Look at everybody. Praise the Lord. So glory is in you. Somebody say, glory is in me. Glory of the Lord is in you. You can't have Jesus and not have glory. He's not separated from his glory. We were falling short. We are no longer falling short. Remember what Apostle said? We're going back to Eden. Eden restored. Eden means pleasure. So God is going to restore his pleasure, not his judgment on us. Where there'll be judgment for the world, but not for you. Say amen. Say, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So 2023, glory is going to be seen. It's not you just saying it. People are going to see a difference in your life. There's going to be a difference in my life. Some of you are still like this. I'm not a cranker. Nobody's going to crank you in 2023. You have a choice where you want to walk. Walk in high places with God or walk in Lodibar. I'm going for high places. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, David got Mephibosheth and brought him to the table, to his table, to be at the same level with him. But he could not take Lodibar out of him. May you not be in the same place you were in 2022. May you rise and choose to shine in 2023 in the name of Jesus. You say, somebody say, I will arise. So the decision is mine. I have made up my mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We move from glory to glory. Glory of 2022 is no longer going to be enough for you for 2023. You're going to be in a higher dimension. And the Gentiles, hallelujah. Say, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to thy brightness of thy rising. May this be the year you rise. He said, when you rise, kings will come to you. You're no longer going to be struggling. The attraction will come to you. You become the main attraction. You begin to attract things to yourself. Praise the Lord. It has never failed. It doesn't matter where we were, just in Senegal. It's a Muslim country. Right there, the glory showed up. Wherever I was, the Muslim people, they came to me and they begin to say things. They don't know what they're saying. They're saying good things and blessings to me. Praise the Lord. Never met them from Adam. The glory will follow you. Wherever you go in 2023, you don't have to try to make people to like you. It will show up. It says it shall be seen. They were seeing the glory, and I get to say a prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is not in a church setting. It is in a public setting. So praise the Lord. May glory follow you in 2023. It says they will come to your brightness. Kings, business people will come to you. Hallelujah. Those who are able to help you, they are going to come to you. Your helper will locate you. My helper will locate me. Maybe I'll be speaking to me because some of you are sleeping. So my helper will locate me in 2023. Praise the Lord. They will locate my family. They will locate this ministry. And they will locate everything that concerns me. They are coming to my rising. So 2023, we are rising. You don't just rise once, you keep on ascending. Hallelujah! From glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Take your eyes off man and put your eyes on the living God. Say 2023, God is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. I won't do all of it. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. Hallelujah. You're going to be the sought after. You're going to, when they seek for you, it's not for you to tell them your story of defeat, but you're going to tell them the story of your victory. In the name of Jesus, You are going to have a testimony and you're going to help to lift people up. You're going to tell them Jesus saves and look what he can do. Hallelujah. A turnaround. And the turnaround is going to be speedily and quickly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We've had situations just during this holiday season, different people having different things that looks like it looks so impossible for God to move, but God moved and he did it speedily. Beyond what it shouldn't happen, but it did happen. God will turn every misfortune around for you and your family. Things that have been impossible, they are going to become possible starting now and on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It said, they shall gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far. And thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Those that are not saved in your family, they are going to be saved. Those that are lukewarm, they are going to rise from their lukewarmness. Those that are dancing in the boundary, they are one leg in the world and one leg in God. That's not going to happen anymore. They're going to make a decision and they're going to cross over into God. And there's going to be a new hunger in their spirit. And they are going to pursue God. And they are going to have a holiness and a righteousness in them. And you're going to say, is this the same person? Am I looking at the same person? The doing of the Lord. They shall be nursed by the word of the living God. Say big amen. Somebody say, I receive that. Somebody say, I receive that. You know, the best thing you can have is for all of you to be saved. Once your entire family is in God, you're the richest person on earth. Praise the Lord. Look, earth is very temporary. 120 plus years. That is nothing. When you have beyond gazillions to live. So if you make it into God, you got everything. So pray for your family, you're going to see their salvation. It's not just going to happen, you're going to speak it. My entire family are coming in. Noah's children were not left out. They all made it. They were not the key people. Noah was. God gave the vision to Noah. But his entire family, his wife and his children, they all made it. Praise the Lord. You and your household, you're going to make it. In the name of Jesus. Me and my household, let me speak to myself. Me and my household, we are going to make it. Your extended families, your cousins, your even the most wicked person in your family shall be saved. Say amen. Say amen. You know, sometimes we see wicked people say, I'm not going to pray for them. Well, they are God's child. They belong to God. God created them. Somebody say, God created my enemies. Yeah, he made them. They are human beings. Satan just entered them. And that's why God said we cast them out. So you're going to pray like never before in 2023. He said, as you begin to do this, your glory begins to rise. Brightness is taking place. And everything you are looking for, you become the main attraction. You don't seek after those things come looking for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me do a little bit more. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be coveted unto thee. The forces of Gentiles shall come unto thee. That is abundance, beyond what you can imagine or think. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody comes here and give a testimony beyond our wildest dream. Somebody say, I'm going to be that person. I know about you. I'm taking that one for myself. I'm going to be that person with that amazing testimony in 2023. The word of the Lord must come to pass. We have spoken it. It shall surely come to pass. He spoke it. It shall come to pass. He said, they shall be converted. All the abundance of the sea shall be converted to us. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They're coming for me. I say they're coming for me. and about you, they're coming for me and my household. Praise the Lord. Verse 6, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and then it goes on, and from Sheba, that's Africa again, shall come. Hallelujah. And shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. You need to read Isaiah 60. This is a promise the Lord gave to us when we opened our church many years ago, and we've been calling it, and we've been seeing God use this scripture to do the impossible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let me leave that alone. Let's go to Psalm 23. Those are the two scriptures God gave me for tonight. So Psalm 23, we all know that by heart. By now you should know it. That's the first scripture I ever learned as in my life, Psalm 23 in grade 1. Praise the Lord. Psalm 23, the Lord, can you say it with me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 2023 will not be a year of lack for you. If the devil has sat on your finance, the fire of God is going to burn him, and he's going to run away from your finance. And your finance is going to just be perfect. I am going to have a perfect finance in 2023. More than enough. Praise the Lord. More than enough. Not just for your household, but for others, to help others. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some people are content just for themselves. That selfish spirit must die. In the name of Jesus. I say the selfish spirit must die. Are you praying that for yourself? You want God to give to you so you have enough to take care of other people. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I'm amazed what God does. More than enough. We were somewhere and we were in Africa. We were in Nigeria. We went to Senegal, Nigeria, and all kinds of bills just started popping up, and we didn't have time to go change money to do anything. Then I gave some money to my sister-in-law and to pay some bills, and the next thing she says, we still have this. I brought some money out. My wallet, my purse, was producing more than enough money. Praise the Lord that I have so much left. And I told her, okay, send it to this person to put it away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We didn't have time to do anything. We were only there for 3 days. I didn't come out of where I was, you know, other than there was no time. But God was more than enough. May God be more than enough. That has not happened to me one time. It has happened to me multiple times. Multiple times. When God tells me about something, he shows himself. Somebody say, I don't know where the money is coming. I don't know myself. It multiplies. I say, let it continue to multiply. Some of you don't believe these things. You read your Bible, you don't believe it. Five loaves and two fishes. That miracle is not dead. It's still working. Praise the Lord. That miracle is not dead. It is still working. I pray to God that you walk the word in 2023. You will dare to do certain things that you've not been doing. You will begin to speak the word of the Lord over what he's giving to you. I know it works because I live in that realm. I told you there's a place called there. May you find that place. Maybe in the new year we'll get to that place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I will not want. He say, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. 2023, you will live in green pastures. You are not going to live in the place of sickness and disease, place of pain and sorrow, argument, strife, and pain and all kinds of rubbish. You are going to live in the place of pastures. The Bible says, John 10:10 says, Jesus is the good shepherd. You come through him. He is the door. Anyone that comes through him finds what? Green pastures. He didn't say dry pastures. You are not a cow that you're going to be eating hay. You are going to be eating fresh herbs and fresh vegetables. Say amen. He leaded me beside still waters. You're going to have the water of the word, and the water of the word is going to work for you and your family. Open up your mouth in 2023 and declare the word of the Lord. Say amen. Some of you, your spirit have been so broken. God is going to restore you. Stand with me while I read verse 3. He restoreth my soul. Anyone that has been panel beaten, broken down, and emotionally, spiritually, physically, in every area, so downtrodden and thinking, my goodness, another year, what's coming? Another year of goodness has come. It's not what's coming, like 2023, goodbye. 2022, goodbye to all those mess. Your soul shall be restored. He restored my soul. Somebody say, my soul is restored. And it will continue to be restored. In Jesus' name. Well, every thought that has been against you, they will no longer be against you. You yourself, you will not be against yourself. Say amen to that. That's an excellent prayer, because sometimes your sabotager is yourself. So I will not, somebody say, I will not be against myself in 2023. He restored my soul. Hallelujah. You have a perfect soul. If God restores, it doesn't restore junk. He restores perfection. Say, my soul is restored. Everyone who has wounded you, their finger, their marking, their scars are all removed from your spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. There will be no smell of smoke or sign of any fire on you. You have been redeemed. Somebody say, I am redeemed. Amen. Okay, sit. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God's going to do it for his name's sake, because he's going to get all the glory. Hallelujah. It's going to be a year of glory. Year of glory. We are in the glory and we're going to glorify God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. No bad news shall take you out. You will come out of it in the name of Jesus. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do what? They comfort me. God's going to comfort you. God's going to comfort you. What did God do with Moses when they had to cross the Red Sea? He said, do what? Remember? It says the rod of Moses became the rod of God. The rod of God became the rod of Moses. His staff is going to make a way for you. When there is nothing else, just stretch your hands like Moses. Let your hand become that rod and that staff. And then pull comfort. God says he will comfort you. When you have nothing else, you cannot solve your problem, stretch your hands to God. And let God take you through. In the name of Jesus. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This was going to happen to me. I don't know about you in 2023. This was going to happen to me and my household. Say amen. My head is anointed with his oil. Hallelujah. You're not going to have a head that is anointed with problems. You're going to have anointed oil of glory. A head that is lifted up. Your head will be lifted higher than that of all your enemies. They will watch you feast. Instead of laughing at you, you'll be the one laughing. You start laughing. You know, they say laughing jackass. I don't know why they say that, but I've never seen one of them. So, well, you'll be laughing. Say amen. Has somebody annoyed you and you start laughing? Try next time when they annoy you, laugh and see what's going to happen. They get really mad and they run away from you. So you want to exit them from your presence? Practice that. Say amen. Say amen. Never show your enemy that you're hurting. Instead, laugh. What did I say? never show your enemy that you are hurting. Instead, do what? Laugh. You put them in confusion. That's what God does. And that's what we, his children, do. Say amen. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. You're not going to have, when we talk about cup, we're not talking, you know, we're used to, you know, this is a cup. So how many people want this type of measure? Are you sure you don't want that? Your teacup size? Your bucket size? God, when we say cup running over, we're not talking about the cup the way you see cup. God doesn't do anything small. You all drove here tonight. How much snow did he put out there for you? Is that a cup size? So your blessing is going to be more than that. That's what God is saying. My cup runneth over. So stop your imagination from thinking cup. Think the way God thinks. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. I think higher thoughts. So when you see cup, how does God see cup? God said the whole earth, everything is like a drop of water in a bucket. A drop is the size of the whole earth and all its contents. So how much is cup? My cup runneth over. Oh, the Holy Ghost hit me on that one. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Stand up and speak that over your life right now. My cup runneth over. Every area of my life, my cup runneth over. It runneth over. It runneth over. And I'll do the last one. Let's read 6 together. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How long will the cup run? Forever. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. The year of struggle is over. Everything will come to my light because the Lord is my light. Light attracts everything. You put the light on, everything comes to the light. Everything is coming to me, but not bad things, only good things. Only good things. 2023, only good things will come to us and our household. Father, we have declared your word. Let the glory of God rise upon everyone who hears the sound of my voice from every nation, every land, every home, even those in this house right now. Let the glory of God rise upon them and let every word you have declared come to pass. In our lives, 2023, we will not struggle. We will have testimony. Things come to us easy. Things come to us easy. The highway of blessing has been opened for divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine marriages, divine children, divine spouses, divine businesses, every single thing, divine ministry, oh, divine household. The work of our hands are blessed. We are back in Eden. We are back in Eden. We are back in Eden. Jesus is the last Adam. He has brought us back into his Eden. And we stay in him and we operate from him and we have testimonies upon testimonies. Because the glory of the Lord is working upon us. Father, now put your hand on your belly, your right hand on your belly. Father, I ask, oh God, that you activate every glory you have deposited in every single one of us in the name of Jesus. Let it not stay dormant, but rise. I say, rise, rise, manifest yourself. Manifest yourself. Manifest yourself. When the glory rose upon Jacob, he no longer struggled. His struggles were over. His struggle was over. Laban's children said, Jacob has taken the glory with him. May the glory that has always been for him, that has been in us, let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Manifest that glory. Manifest that glory. Somebody say, manifest that glory in my life. You don't want it to stay dormant. Jesus prayed it already. John 17 says, the glory the Father has given to me before the foundation of the world, I have given to them. So I'm not telling you something strange today. It's been given, but it's dormant. We don't want it dormant. Rise and be made manifest in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree so. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed or are you blessed? Glory to God. Amen. Well, a few things that we are still going to do this evening. But we want to pray for our little ones. God has a plan for our children. The devil is a bad devil. The things that our children are going through today, I didn't go through. The agenda of Satan against our little ones is incredible. But none of our children are going to fall prey to the forces of darkness. Amen? The force field of God's glory is going to surround them. Praise God. They're going to carry that presence of God and terrorize the forces of darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are going to be a voice in this land and in every land. For they shall, our children shall be taught of the Lord. Praise God. Say, our children shall be taught of the Lord. Amen. And when God teaches, no devil in hell can undo what God has taught. Praise God. The devil is a liar. It's too late. Praise God. So I'd like to have all the children. Just come. All the little ones, come. We want to thank God for every single one of them. Hallelujah. Look at all these little ones, wide awake, bright-eyed. This is the doing of the Lord. Amen. So, parents, never be afraid to bring your little ones to services like this, because God has an agenda. They are all great children. Amen. Praise God. We declare in Jesus' name that parents, you will not have to spend all kinds of crazy money educating these ones. They will receive scholarships. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sponsors, release, because they are extraordinarily wise. Hallelujah. Amen. Parents, will you rise and stretch your hands towards these little ones and begin to pray the prayer of faith and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Glorious God. Hallelujah.
Parents can stay with their children if they wish to. So,
Yeah. When we touch you, you can move on. Praise the Lord. Just make sure Mom and I touch you.
Okay. Once we touch you, you leave so there's space for others. Thank you, Lord.
We pronounce your blessings upon every child. Do for them, O God, what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, blessings upon you. Hallelujah. Blessings. Unlimited blessings. Lord God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus, blessings, blessings pursue after you and overtake you. In the name of Jesus, we call you blessed. 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 In the name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The hand of God is upon our children. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. For the parents, we're going to save your time for tomorrow morning. Amen. But we're going to do some things right this very moment. The offering tonight is going to go to Israel, and it's going to go for missions. Someone say Israel?
Israel.
Missions. Amen. I want you to give something meaningful tonight. I want to encourage everyone, every adult, to give something that stretches them. In turn, I want to do something. Today we presented the Ark of the Covenant. And I asked for Arks of the Covenant to be sent all the way from Israel, that I want to put in the hands of everyone that is going to give no less than $100 tonight and tomorrow if you don't have it. I'm not determining how much you're going to give. I'm just saying I want to give back to those that are, you're not buying it. Somebody say, you're not buying it. I just want to give back something for you to take home and say, I was there in the service when the Ark of the Covenant was brought in and unveiled, signifying the amazing things that God is going to do in my life. I'm going to soar like the eagle. I'm going to look at that mercy seat. I'm going to roar and terrorize the forces of darkness. I'm going to be humble and go forth and experience increase. You know, in the natural world, they talk about a bullish market. You know what a bullish market is? Okay, that's a bullish market is that market where you are expecting increase. Hello? I mean, people are expecting increase. Praise the Lord. Filled with expectation. You're not stepping and crossing over with issues. You're crossing over knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that the hand of God is upon you. Amen? And I want to place this Ark of the Covenant in your hand. In that Ark, there is the rod of Aaron. There is the Ten Commandments and the manna. Now, someday we'll spend time talking about the significance of all of that. But let me just say about the rod of Aaron. When his authority was challenged, God spoke to Moses, stop worrying about these people. Just tell them to bring all their rods from their representing their tribes. And he gathered all of it together and he took it and he placed it in the dark room where this Ark of the Covenant was. He placed it all there. Came back in the morning and grabbed all of that. And when he came out with the rod, the one that was chosen, someone say the one that was chosen. Say it again, the one that was chosen. Say it that I'm the one that was chosen. Budded. There were 12 sticks there. But the one that was chosen budded in a dark room where there's no outside light, no roots, but it flowered, it had leaves, it was fruitful, and its true identity was revealed. Do you know what rod that tree was from? What? Almond. Before that, maybe Aaron didn't even know what he was holding. But there it was. God is about to unveil your true identity. Because you are the chosen. You see, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And I ordained you that you might go forth and be what? Fruitful. Hallelujah. And not only that, that whatever it is that you ask of the Father, he may do it for you. Access. Amen? So tonight, I'm not asking you to give, and I'm not giving. I asked the Lord for what he wanted from me, and he told me, and it was not small. So I gave it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So tonight, I want you, everyone that is going to give that amount or above, as you come, just come, and I'm going to put an Ark of the Covenant in your hands. That is not to say that if you don't have that, you cannot give. Everybody is welcome to give. Give whatever it is that you want. I'm just saying that if you're giving 100 and above, I'm going to put something in your hands. That makes sense? Praise the Lord. Fair enough? Praise God. Amen. Come, it's time to give unto the Lord. Just wait for me if you're giving more than that. If you have already given yours and put it in there before, then please still come up. Brother James, come and help me here. Okay, I have somebody here. Okay, well, bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Huh? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
That's just what the Lord told me to get tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. There you go. You can put it in there for me.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Bless you. Okay, that's good. Well, bless you. God bless you. Amen. Come. You already dropped yours. Okay. So what stops you from dropping another one? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, he transfers. Praise the Lord. Bless you. If you... Yeah, you can put it in there. If you've given lots more, multiple hundreds, let me know. I'll give you more.
I give more than 100.
You deserve to? Okay. Come on. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I know some of you, that's a stretch this morning, this evening. You didn't plan on this, but I have what you need. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Here. Anybody else? Okay. Praise the Lord, you're smart. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank God for your giving. And I have lots of that as you come and you're giving towards missions. At least $100, I'm going to put that in your hand. And you can give, and every time you see that Ark of the Covenant in your home, you remind yourself of the presence of God and banish any fear around you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Remember what I said earlier? I wasn't selling anything. I said, you're giving this kind of an amount, I want to respond in kind, you know, and give you something, you know, that we brought all the way from Israel to make sure that we can all mark this day together. Amen? Worship team, please come back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's 3 minutes to midnight. We're going to start this song. And at midnight, we are going to shout happy, blessed new year, whatever. And we're going to keep on singing. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to say so long bye-bye to everything that is not of God. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's get to the bye-bye quick. Still here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2023.
Yes.
So goodbye 2022 forever.
Amen.
It can never come back.
Woo! Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's sing it again. Yes. And let's get to the bye-bye part and send all of that thing somewhere.
So
let's say bye-bye. Yeah.
Those on Zoom, oh, we lost our Zoom people.
We have still a few left.
Them, well, bless you. Hallelujah. Sister Angie.
Oh.
Angie Sheik.
Angie Sheik.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Breakthroughs, breakthroughs.
Minister Dean.
Yes.
Sister
Jeanette. Sister Patsy from Sibyl. All the way from.
Oh, my goodness. Jamaica, you are alive. Praise the Lord.
Josh.
Hey.
Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness.
God is
Stewart. Oh, Brother David. You're in Jamaica too. Bless you.
Wow.
Sister Doreen. Bless you.
Amen.
Hey. Oh. I broke.
Oh, Brother Danny and Doreen. Awesome.
You.
Praise God.
Hey, bless
all
you,
the way
Joshua.
From Jamaica.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And did you know it?
Hi, Sister Doreen.
We've been simulcasting through other platforms and other ministries have been carrying us today.
Yes.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Other ministries have been carrying this service today.
Praise the Lord.
That's the awesomeness of God.
Yes.
It's a new day.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So long. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So long. Bye-bye. Goodbye to the pain and the sorrow. So long, bye-bye. Take so long. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. Goodbye. Goodbye to the pain and the sorrow. So long, bye-bye.
One more time. We sing so long.
Lord. Yeah, so 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 Lord. Goodbye to my sorrow. Goodbye to the pain. Goodbye to my sorrow. Goodbye to the lack of. Goodbye fear, you ain't welcome here. Oh, goodbye fear, you ain't welcome here. Goodbye defeat, goodbye defeat. Goodbye the shame, goodbye the shame. Goodbye to my sorrow, goodbye to my pain, yo. Goodbye to my sorrow, goodbye to my pain, yo. Goodbye to my sorrow. To the pain, yo. Goodbye to my sorrow. Goodbye to the pain, yo. Goodbye fear. It ain't welcome here. Oh, goodbye fear. Oh, it ain't welcome here. Oh, goodbye fear. It ain't welcome here. Oh, goodbye fear. To the pain, you are.
Oh, you are the God of miracles. You.
Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. I'm going to pray in just a moment, a closing prayer. And then I want you to give Mama and I a few minutes to get to the door, because we want to shake your hands and we want to put a special gift in your hands. For every, especially the adults and the older youth, we want to make sure that you have something today. But most of all, we want to be certain to touch your hands. I believe there are impartations that take place. I said to us earlier that starting tomorrow night, I want to see you on Zoom. The information, the Zoom link, could you put it up? If you can, please, put the Zoom link up. Make sure you have that information. From 6:30 to about 7:15 every night this coming tomorrow. That means we're not having a Sunday evening service tomorrow. We're not having any physical services in-house this week. But we are going to be on Zoom. I want to spend time, Mama and I are going to spend time with you, pray with you. Then the week following, we're going to have special meetings in here. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to have special meetings in here, and spiritual sons are going to be ministering. Mama and I are going to be ministering to you. Then the week after that, someone say, the week after that, right through from the Sunday night to the Saturday, that week. How many of you remember the time of silence when we come and we just spend an hour and all you do is just be silent, you and God? This time, it's going to be you and God in here. Bring your notebook and hear God speak to you. It's incredible the things God has spoken to me about during that time of silence. And I go back and I read it and I say, oh my God, look at the things that you've done. When you first said it, I was wondering, how is this going to happen? But after you know, There are no limits with God. So that third week, that's all I'm going to tell you now. I'll stop at the third week. I will tell you when we're coming close to the fourth week what is going to happen, and the last few days of the month what is going to happen. But this year, the month is not all special meetings like we normally do. This is the direction God has given, and I want to follow through with the regiment. He's restructuring things, and we want to follow through step by step in obedience. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Rise with me. We're going to pray and lay hands on everybody tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to be done with the ministry of the word sooner so that we can have the opportunity to make contact with everyone, children and adults together. I'm expecting God to do miracles. Take the limits off of your mind on what you are expecting God to do in the new year. He is going to surprise you. Praise the Lord. What are the two words for this year? Restoration and what? Restructuring. He is going to do it. Praise God. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Father, when my little ones were small, toddlers, growing up, when they want to be carried, they will lift up their hands. Without saying anything, as a father, I knew it meant carry me. Lord, our hands are lifted, and we're saying, Lord, carry me. I have not been through this way before. I'm new to 2023. Lord, I do not know what this year holds, but I know that all things are in the power of your hands. I say, Father, choose for us in 2023. I refuse to choose for myself. Choose for me. Because, Father, your hand is bigger than mine. If I try to pick up anything, it will be so meager. But, Lord, oh God, I open my hands wide open and say, Lord, choose for me. I know your choice will be the best. So is everyone here. Father, choose for us. Do exceedingly far above that which we dare ask or think. Extraordinary God, do extraordinary things. We have said bye-bye to that which is not of you. And we're saying yes to everything that is of you. 2022 was our year of partnership. We've partnered with you. Now, in that partnership, we've come to the place of reward, the place of restoration. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Restore our peace, our health, our finances, our relationships, all that you have ordained. Let it now be restored in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed New Year. Welcome to 2023. It's a blessed year. It's a year to celebrate you. Amen. It's a year for you to dance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Appreciate you all. Thank you, worship team. You did a great job. Give Mama and I a quick moment. No. Give Mama and I a quick moment to get